Kia ora koutou, and welcome to the Prep Files Resurrected, brought back from the dead just to fuck with your head and all that kind of thing. We brought back the Prep Files, just Mike and I. We've lost Sydney, but she's still training hard, so really good, keeping well and all the rest of it. And she's got two beautiful new fur babies, these long German Shepherds.
Shout out to Sydney.
Yeah. So Sydney, hey. So just Mike and I tonight, and as usual, we'll give you our updates in terms of our prep and the week that was. Mike, you want to take it away?
Yeah. So the unadulterated sort of ugly truth of prepping is what you're supposed to be getting. So I try and keep everything as positive as possible. I had a pretty rough time, and I don't necessarily think that's rough than anybody else does. I'm not sitting here saying poor me, but I had a few orthopedic issues with my knee and my hip, and I haven't been sleeping. So I dragged the mattress out into the lounge so I don't keep tossing and turning and keep Delaney awake, so at least one of us can get some sleep. But I'm sort of up at night and sort of watching a bit of YouTube and back to sleep, getting the massage going out, rolling around on the foam roller, trying to loosen things up, just so I can kind of get probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours sleep a night. So it just kind of makes the resilience during the day a little bit lower. You know, you're a bit hungry and you're a bit tired, and you know, the hips sore and you haven't slept very well, and it's all just the kind of like things just get a bit tough, you know. But everybody does things tough in their own way, and you know, everybody has their own challenges when it comes to prep, so that sort of seems to be mine at the moment. But fortunately, there is a positive side to it during the school holidays.
I can see the positive side to it already. If people look closely, they will see you've actually got cheekbones. And your face is sunken in, probably since the last time we've talked, it's significantly dropped in, and you're starting to get that gaunt, fucking drawn out look that we all get. So what else is happening?
The progress is really good. And, you know, I was going to talk about that side of things as well. I just don't necessarily think I needed to be sleeping 4 hours a night to get that progress. You know, 8 hours would have been quite nice as well. But progress is going pretty well. The last couple of weeks being on school holiday, we're now Tuesday of the second week. I've been to physio 3 times. I've been to the osteopath twice, and I've had 2 deep tissue rubs. And it's paying dividends, you know, the body's sort of freeing up, and I'm actually managing my lat spreads a little bit better because I can spread my scapulas a bit better, and you know, the pain in my knee and my hips kind of easing off a little bit, and I'm getting a little bit more sleep. So things are kind of on the mend a little bit, but that's because I've kind of had a little bit of the luxury of having all that extra time to kind of go do rehab stuff and, you know, roll around on the foam roller on the floor and that sort of thing. So when I go back to school next week, things might be a bit tougher, but then we're, 5 days out. So you can put up with anything for 5 days. As far as the sort of the progress goes, you know, it's just been sort of steady as she goes. Kurt made a comment a while back that everything that we've done has just worked predictably as expected, which I kind of anticipated. You know, I've got relatively lean before and my body's reacted pretty well. So just brought it down and down. I'm actually lower on calories than I've probably ever been on a prep before now. But it's still, you know, it's still reasonable. It's still just under 2,000. So and I'm not doing sort of zero carb days like you are, dude. I'm just sort of pulling out carb meals here and there. So I'm down to, out of my 6 meals, 1's a zero carb meal on training days and 2 on non-training days. So it's still pretty reasonable. Still a bit of carbs in there. So, you know, operating okay. 20 minutes extra cardio after post-workouts this week. But as I said to you, Nate, I just decided, fuck it, I'm going to do it on non-training days as well.
Classic prep decision there, man. My coach told me to do this, and I'm paying my coach to tell me what to do. Fuck, I want to do a little bit of extra cardio, so I'm going to throw it in there.
Well, I mean, I know when you hand the reins over to someone else, you're not supposed to think. You're supposed to just do as you're told. My thinking around it is that I balance up my cardio calorie expenditure. My non-training days are only probably 150 calories or 200 calories or so lower than my training days. So, you know, if I throw 200 calories worth of cardio in on that non-training day, it's not the worst thing in the world either. And I guess, I'm not that guy that goes, oh, but, you know, if I do this, then I can get away with doing that. You know, if I do some extra cardio, I can go and eat some shit. You know, I'm not that guy. But I have got a bit of a sweet tooth, and I've managed to keep it in check this long. But the last 3 or 4 days, I've been having a Weight Watchers jelly in the evening. Now, it's not a massive extravagance, you know, but Dorian Yates wouldn't have had a Weight Watchers jelly in the evening. He would have just soldiered through. So, I feel like I've let myself down a little bit. But
do you reckon that is a fair statement, or do you reckon you see what you see? You know, because if someone looked at my prep, they'd say, you know, what an amazingly clean prep, and, you know, everything on point and all the rest of it. But I know that I've cut corners here. Well, not cut corners, but, you know, had artificial sweeteners and things. Well, I didn't need them. Weight Watchers jelly, I don't generally tend to do any of that until it gets really grim, and that probably weeks three and two. That last prep week, I clean right up, don't touch anything like that. But, you know, I wonder how much of the myth of Dorian Yates and how much like a monkey was is actually, I mean, he says it how it is, and I believe the guy because he's...
Wasn't necessarily talking specifically about Dorian Yates, but that whole Dorian-esque kind of attitude towards it, you know. I remember him saying in one interview, it's like, you know, I'm not going to be up against anybody who's done more or worked harder than me, because you just can't do any more than I've done. You can't put any more into this. You can't work any harder. You can't. And so that's, I guess, the attitude that you'd love to be able to sort of replicate. So that's what you aspire to. But for me, it'd be a slippery slope, you know? So that's why if I kind of go, you know, it's a bit naughty to have Weight Watchers jelly. I mean, fuck it, it's 40 calories. Yeah. And I did an extra sort of 600 calories worth of cardio this week.
I'm going to challenge your thinking there, Mike. As much as you want to be the, we'll stick with Dorian, the Dorian type guy that does everything and says all those things, does that really matter to be that in your head versus how good you look on stage? Because to me, what happens outside of stage and all the rest of it, to me, is by the by. All I want is the best physique on stage. Yeah. So if a little bit of chill comes from a bit of break in the tedious sort of dieting by having a diet jelly, which is next to zero anyway, is it going to change the world? Is it going to make you worse? Is it going to make you better?
As I was going to say, for me, it'd be a slippery slope, you know. So a couple of weeks out, Weight Watchers jelly, no problem. And again, just like you, the plan through from Kurt, with just a general for next week is, you know, we're going to cut out a lot of that sort of, you know, artificial sweeteners and whey and things like that. So that'll come. But in this period, I guess I can kind of get away with it a little bit. And if I'd started 10 weeks out, then, you know, by 6 weeks out, I'd be having sugar-free hot chocolates, and then I'd be trying to turn everything into a dessert. I remember my first prep, I went, you know, like nuts on the artificial sweeteners and started trying to make everything into a dessert.
If I'm honest, I'm probably only a few days away from turning into that guy again
So you've timed your
supermarket tonight. The supermarket tonight was the first night that I actually went in and went, man, there's some nice looking food here. Fuck, caramel yogurt, their pizzas. Yeah. And I was just like looking at the deep fry stuff. And I was like, you know, I wasn't going to buy any, but I was just like, you know, I'm looking forward to eating some of those things again because she's been a while, you know?
Yeah, I've been getting a little bit of food envy recently.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only natural.
Well, you know, you sort of made the comment.
I'm still a little open-ended with how long are we prepping for, though. So I have the real advantage of still being on the same time frame that I was started on. Mm. Coming into Dunedin showed that never went ahead. Just 6 or 8 weeks in and still a bit off. Ended up being a masterstroke because I was always aiming for next weekend, and so it sort of worked out the same. But
just question for you, looking back now, thinking how you would have looked on stage in Dunedin versus what you're now seeing in the mirror, aren't you sitting there going, shit, I'm glad I didn't get on stage in Dunedin?
I was thinking of it at the time. Glad I didn't have to wait till now. I was going, oh yeah, quite glad that's been postponed. Yeah, because, you're right. You start out by losing the fat over the top and you look a bit smaller and not that impressive. And then once you start etching out the muscles by losing them and getting the separation by losing the fat between the muscles, things really start to pop out. And, that's really started to happen pretty nicely for me recently. just the last couple of days, I'm starting to flatten out. But man, this afternoon after I did my cardio and some posing, I was pretty dry. You know, there's some pretty good things happening. And if I can, you know, fill back out again and keep the roundness and fullness, you know, I'm actually going to put a physique that, you know, I'm quite proud of. It's not going to be my best ever, but my best in the second half of my career, you know, post the 90s. So,
in some respects, though, you know, like when you did your first round of shows way, way back, you had a very nice physique structurally and, you know, you had a fair bit of muscle, but your condition now would outstrip that easily.
Mm. Yep. I guess the issue now is that I don't have the same balance that I had. I've got, you know, a separated AC joint. I've got a swollen knee. I've got, you know, a couple of broken ribs. So, you know, don't look quite as classic as I did before. I sort of went away and played rugby.
They need a new class, like that, so. Mike. They need a new class for it. It's, something like Hard Knocks Classic. And it's for guys that want to do classic. They're a bit beat up because they played a couple of seasons of rugby. And they, you know, made a mess of like a shoulder or a, you know.
I want to have in the
points
program
for scars. Get points for being rugged with scars and these surgeries.
When you get the program, you want to sit down, open up the program, and next to your name, it's got your list of orthopedic issues. You can kind of see what they've had to deal with to get there.
Gold.
Yeah. So really pleased with the progress, sort of starting to count down. I kind of, this week's lowish, again, you know, have come down a little bit more, but again, it's school holidays and this was a time to kind of push a bit more if we could. Then I'm sort of getting to the end of the week and going, okay, so then it's only a week till the show. It's like, oh, well, like I'm not getting any more food next week, am I? It's going to be four or five more days of low leading into a carb up, I'd imagine. So the first three or four days of school are going to be quite grim, but then, you know, cope with anything for three or four days, and then I've got Friday off work. So, I guess, you know, you heard it here first, and you don't even know this, Nate. I made my decision this afternoon. I'm going to go to Christchurch with Delane and do the IFBB show.
Awesome.
Sorry to go hoes before bros, although I shouldn't refer to my wife as a hoe, but and I wasn't. But yeah, I've made the choice. Sorry, mate. Rather than coming competing with you, which I'd love to do, love to get on stage with you, because who knows if we'll ever get a chance to do it again. But I figure if my wife does get her pro card and I'm not there to see it, I'd probably never live that down.
That's what I said to you, man. I said, you know, you've got to make the decision that sits best with you. And I already knew that it was a decision because I thought that I'd probably make the same decision. So,
well, you know, it was also like I like competing with NABBA, and, you know, the surety of it was good and the opportunity to kind of go up and compete with you. And, like, you know, as much as you're a way better bodybuilder than me, deep down I was kind of going, oh, maybe, you know, if I turn out real good, I might be able to beat him in the overall.
Beat him, like, yeah. I know that,
you
know, I can get him in the shot.
Adequacy thinking I could beat you, but, you know, it just would have been nice to kind of go off and, you know, have a crack at it.
Yeah, because there'd, no matter what, if we did, there'd be one photo that you'd hold up where I'd look like a pile of shit and you look like $1 million, and you'd be going. Yeah.
And there'd be one the other way around too.
Put this on the Insta, Nate. And I'm, yeah, okay. Yeah. No, look,
and I, so I think that's, you Christchurch, because I mean, with the new IFBB show dates coming out, and Christchurch is still for the same date, so presumably it's now a week and a half out, they're planning to run that, so we'll both go up to that. Still planning on doing Tournament of Champions 2 weeks later in Palmy, get up to Shane's show. Yep. Then beyond that, I don't know, because it's a month till IFBB Nationals, and I wasn't planning on being, you know, doing all IFBB shows this year, but it's just sort of the way it worked out. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, do I do another month to go to Nationals? It's like, well, why? What am I going to win at Nationals, or what am I going to, you know, what's the goal for that, you know? I will have probably achieved the goals I wanted, which is creating the physique I wanted. And
the question is, you know, what's best for you in the long term? Because you've achieved the goals, you know, by that stage that you wanted to achieve this year, and to hold on for another month is probably more detrimental to what you, your new set of goals, because you're not going to achieve those at the Nationals, not with a month more dieting, you know. You'd probably be lucky to look as good as you did, you know, if you'd peaked for two shows already. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but I wouldn't commit to any decisions.
No, that's right.
You might pop out the other side thinking, man, I'm doing this again. And then she's all on for another month.
Committed to Christchurch, committed to Tournament Champions. We've got our flights and accommodation, all that sort of thing there. Beyond that, we'll sort of just decide at that point. But, you know, it's all that, it's always that, well, you've done, what, 16 weeks already? What's another four? That sort of thing. Balanced up with, fuck, you've done 16 weeks. Come on, you know, it's getting into, you know, Christmas season and that sort of thing. So we'll see. We'll play that one by ear. So that's where I'm at.
Cool.
Looking my best, feeling great.
Nice.
Low at times, but, you know, just part of the process, still pretty positive and you know, looking to push through these last.
I started to say earlier that I think I'm in probably the same spot that you're in, you know. From a condition perspective, it just keeps tightening up, and every time you know, look at photos or video footage, you're kind of like, oh, it looks even better, and you know, new lines and that, and there's not a lot left to uncover now, you know. And so I think that by Friday, Saturday, we'll be as low as we're going to get, you know. We won't drop much lower because I'll just, there's no, I mean, the conditions are there. I don't think, you know, sure, I could lose a bit more fat, but how much muscle will I lose in the process of pushing that hard? And yeah, I think we've got a good balance anyway. So well, by Saturday, maybe, you know, might reassess it, and Jordan might crash me hard till Wednesday, but I doubt it, because we've noticed that filling up now seems to take a bit longer than what I thought. So, you know, the plan is going to be obviously clean.
Yeah, I've had a conversation about filling up before, and you generally carve up just the night before, but you because you say that you spill over quite easily, but then we had a discussion that maybe you perhaps weren't as lean as you thought you were when that happened. So yeah, you might find it takes you quite a bit longer to carve up.
Really, really, well, you know, like with two high days, Saturday, Sunday, and one of those was a rest day, my body weight the next morning was the lowest it had ever been. So it's just coming off fast, and to fill up, you know, we may have to throw a dirty meal in at the start just to get the process underway, and then just carry on with clean carb sources anyway. So it's really cool that I'm actually thinking about that stuff, because it means it's close. And, you know, I think that 4 weeks out, I keep thinking back about that, man, that was tough. And, you know, that's where Sydney struggled at that point. I know you had not speed wobbles, but it was getting hard. I absolutely melted down on it. But watching Chris Bumstead say at 4 weeks he was, you know, a crying mess, and, you know, and didn't know what was going on, and then, you know, popped out the other side, and I was like, it's that damn 4 week mark. So I keep thinking about that and thinking how much better it is actually now. So I guess I always knew once you hit 2 weeks to go, you're looking at the finish line. So, you know, it makes it very easy. So I guess I'm in that, and I'm trying to ride that wave. Like yourself, you know, I get pretty low on, I don't even know if it's energy. It's more like motivation and mood, and I don't want to do anything. And I just have to G myself up and get stuff done. So, you know, long may that last. So, yeah, things are really good. I'm really happy with things. You know, coaching with Jordan's obviously going really, really well. And, you know, communication's been back and forward probably two or three times a day at the moment. So, you know, I did say to him, though, not just for no pressure, I said, look, only we can fuck this up. I said, you know, like, if all we've got to do is get this last week right. And I was kind of like, I just sort of threw it at him. And his response was really cool. He goes, I'm really excited. I really like this part. And I find it really easy. And I was like,
nice. Yeah,
man, that's what I wanted to hear. You know, like, this. I know it's not really easy. This. There's a lot of knowledge in that there. A lot of stuff you need to know. There's a lot of variables. But to hear that confidence, it's just like, okay.
Well, from what I've seen, you know, you've done, you know, low days, high days, series of low days. You know, you've done a few different bits and pieces to kind of see how your body responds in lots of different environments.
Yeah, I've only picked up on that once and went, oh, I wonder if Jordan's trying something just to see, so he knows going in. So he already knows what we're going to do, but I didn't sort of realize, I only picked it up on one occasion, that that's possibly what he was doing. But all through my diet, there's been days he goes, I want you to do this for 2 days. I want you to go and try this and then send me photos in the morning. And I'm like, So anyway, so I feel very confident. So that's really cool. I've effectively subcontracted out my cortisol response. So there's no stress here whatsoever. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's been good. It's been a good journey. And I said to someone at the gym today, I'm just trying to enjoy as much of it as I can, because I don't know if I'll do it again. Who knows? I mean, I'd love to do it again, but you know, you never know what happens around the corner. You know, you can't take things for granted, and new things pop up all the time. So I'm like, just in case, you know, I want to make sure I enjoy every moment of it, the cardio, the grind, you know, the extra ab training.
You can spend a lot of time trying to wish it away, going, oh, I can't wait till the show.
Even cardio, really, you know, like it's boring.
At this stage, it's so close, you do want to stop and smell the roses a little bit.
I am smelling roses on this one. And, you know, like I said, oh, maybe it's, you know, might be time to retire. And I said, the only thing that scares me about that is that if I retire from bodybuilding, I've got to grow up. I'm fucking not ready for that shit, man. I'm having too much fun here. So,
you had a really good conversation one time, which was, hey, you know, for you to do a bodybuilding show, or, you know, for you to take that time for yourself, you've got to have things in line. You've got to have your finances, your relationships, your family, that sort of thing. So I wanted to try and see that if it was sustainable to be able to do this, you know, year in, year out with a young family and with work and things like that. And oh, I don't know if I kind of quite got it. I think way more balanced than it has in the past, and it sort of feels like maybe, but I still, you know, you can't help yourself. You just get a little bit too, you know, bodybuilding focused. And so I need to pull back from that a little bit. So
interesting you're talking about that stuff there, trying to keep that balance. Like, I guess I try to, but mine's a lot easier because, you know, a lot of people keep sort of saying to me, even 5 years ago, you know, or after I'd rehabbed my knees and that, why don't you compete again? You should compete again. And I went, no. And I sort of fobbed everyone off. And I knew in my head I was going to compete again. And then I sort of drew a line in the sand and gave myself a list of things that I needed to sort out. My finances, my job, you know, accommodation, you know, all those things, relationships, everything, you know, like just have everything locked down. Your eating, your training, so I got all that locked down. It took me 18 months till I got to a point where I went, right, all my ducks are in a row, and now I'm ready to compete. So, you know, I think there's kind of an important lesson there for people is, if your life's in disarray, don't jump in and do a bodybuilding competition, because, you know, it don't make life easier, you know, unless it's something that's a distraction for you. I think, if you can, you know, either while you're prepping, try and keep all those things balanced. And I've noticed some of the young guys are really good at it. You know, they a lot of time with their families, their friends, all that sort of thing. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'm being a bit slack.
I think in the 90s, when we had the luxury of being, you know, single and, you know, without a mortgage and without kind of too many cares in the world, and we took the opportunity to be kind of Dorian-esque about it, it wasn't sustainable. It was... You know, if you'd made it to the Mr. Olympia, then it all would have paid off. Otherwise, you kind of had to have a reality check, go get a real life.
I've got to say, though, Mike, they were fun times.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I remember Saturday morning stretching sessions down at the park. Which was pretty fucking cool. They're the only time we've done a lot of stretching in my life, really. Some of the sessions, squat sessions, and then into sci-fi straight afterwards, as much food as you could get in. So, you know, they were good times, but I think they kind of set a base for us to know what we needed to do and now we do it under the sort of parameters that we've.
Yeah, but I mean, as a young person now listening to us, you go, no, you'll never make it to the top. You'll never be a Mr. Olympia if you think that way, if you're selling yourself short. And, you know, to some degree, you need that wholehearted, 100% focus. But I think the better you can sustain the other aspects of your life at the same time, earn good money so you can afford good quality food and have stable relationships. And you're only going to be a better bodybuilder. So putting absolutely everything into a particular us show or this year's competitions.
I almost felt that I'm moving away from my bodybuilderish ways because I went and looked at watches today. And in the past, there's no way I would buy a watch unless I was, overseas or something. But because I'd spend that money on protein or a new pre-workout or order some gym singlets online, get a new pair of shoes. And I thought, you know what? I want to get something nice. I went and had a look at some Nixons and big chunky gold ones and that. Just some Kiwi kind of, some cool ones, And I was like, yeah. And then I thought, fuck, there's a lot of things like this that, I have sacrificed to spend the time and money and effort to do what I've done over the last 15 months. So I'm hoping that I'm not going to get too much of a rebound and you start seeing me buying up all this shit and spending all my money on the next trinkets.
You can earn it if you can afford it for your boots, mate.
No, I've got to be sensible at my age and money. How far off to retirement?
You got that house to buy, haven't you? Yeah, isn't that the next job?
Yeah, man. 100%. Looking at one at the moment. So,
cool.
Yeah, but, no decisions until comps are out of the way. So, right, until comps are out of the way, people, we may or may not, we'll try and get one in prep week.
On a week, good call. Yeah,
which could be interesting. But till then, guys, stay safe.
We'll try and do a live on Saturday night right before the shows. You from New Plymouth and me from Palmer's. You from Palmer's.
We'll have a think about that. But till then, people, take care, stay safe, and we will catch up with you some stage soon.